Sit back, relax, and crack a limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's New, featuring the words of wisdom of some of our origin legends like Blocker, Freddie, Hindy, Mortimer, and Menzies. Now here's another legend, MG on the Rush Hour.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Oh, MG, the helmet is off, the bat is raised, we've made it.
Oh, I tell you, before we get to the live audience, this baby of ours is growing up before our very eyes, Liam. It's got its first pimple.
Doesn't think we're funny anymore.
It's stealing money from our wallets.
It's making us park around the corner when we pick it up from places.
It's going out on its first date. It's 100 shows old. Well done, brother.
It has gone very quickly. Congratulations to you. But let's make it a big one just so we get to do 101.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because tomorrow night's a big one, MJ.
It is. Before our live audience out there, from all walks of life, from all parts of Sydney, thank you, everyone, for coming.
Got a great crew that's come in from everywhere, all around the place, so big shout out to those people.
Thank you, Tui's, and thank you, Guzman
and
Gomez.
Thanks to our mates at Tui's New and our mates at Guzman and Gomez for supplying some food and bevvies for everyone to get stuck into. MG, it is our 100th show,
yes.
So we're going to celebrate appropriately.
Yep.
Biggest story in clubland right now?
I'd say it'd be one of the Bulldogs, the Morris boys.
Josh Morris to the Sharks, so he's going to come on next. Biggest story in the game right now?
Origin.
We're going to get Brad Fiddler on the show tonight. And plus, your chance to win your way into the VIP section for the New South Wales Blues reception at the Star on Thursday. It's a free event to get along to, but we've got a special little VIP section with lots of goodies. So your
Fantastic.
Chance to win your way to that. But now, up next, MG, Josh Morris. He's coming on the show.
Yep.
Let's find out how close he was to staying at the Bulldogs.
Mm-hmm. What about his brother?
Man, where is brother Brett's off to?
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
All those questions and more will be answered after this song.
Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, 100th show.
Yeah!
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, 100th show. We've got a bit of a live audience out there, do we? Producer Charlie, killing it. Fantastic.
Yeah.
This is...
They're handsome. They're a good-looking bunch.
There's a good-looking bunch of fantastic shout-out to all those people who have come in. MG, it is our 100th show, and messages of support coming in. Mark in Glenwood.
Hello, Marky.
Good afternoon, guys. Congratulations on your 100th show. Mark and Liam, I listen every day. I actually finish later now so I can get a full hour of it on the way home.
Oh, Mark, you know what, mate? Thank you, brother. Thank
Shout
you.
Out. Thank you, Mark.
And look, I know you don't want one, but we're going to send you a shirt for that. Just for that. What a good man. And if you want to call and give us some...
There's 50 people sitting in the airlock now who are asking you about T-shirts, MG. So
well, no, I've got a competition running for them. We'll talk about later. But
okay.
We've got someone special waiting to talk to
us. We absolutely do. Let's do this.
Trending now.
Brad Fittler, coach of the New South Wales Blues, will join us shortly, but MG, we've got to talk about this bloke. He started his career at the Dragons,
yes.
And after an amazing stint with the Canterbury Bulldogs in 2019, Josh Morris will become a Shark after signing a two-year deal to join Cronulla. Friend of the show, welcome to the Rush Hour with MG, Josh Morris.
Thanks for having me, guys. Congratulations on raising the bat for the 100th show.
Thank you, Jay Morris. We have to be like you and your brother. You know, he's both scoring 100 tries in first grade, so we kind of have to try and get there somehow, don't we, bud?
That's it.
Mate, look, I'm so glad that you found a club. We spoke to you here a couple of months ago, you and your brother, and undecided at the time, maybe you were talking to as a package deal, but now, and then there was a talk about maybe going to the English Super League. How did the shift the Sharks come about?
Look, they've been interested in previous discussions that I had when I had come off contract, and we were looking ultimately for a two-year deal. Just had that security, and whilst the Bulldogs offered a one-year deal, I've got a young family now, and I have to look after them and do what's best. And that was with the Sharks. They have a great roster. I live in the area, so I don't have to move away from friends and family as well. And it was a good fit. It is disappointing to leave the Bulldogs, but I've been blessed to play 10 years at such a great club. And the amount of support that the fans have showed me over the past 24 hours has just been... It's been enormous, and I can't thank them enough.
Yeah, 209 games with the Bulldogs with the rest of this season to play out. Obviously, Josh, where's Brett at? Can you give us an update on where Brett... We heard the idea that there might be a package deal on offer at certain clubs, but where's he at with his future?
Yeah, oh, look, he's talking to a number of clubs, and hopefully he can get his future sorted in the next week or so as well. So, yeah, he wants to stay and play in the NRL as well, and our manager, David Riolo, is trying to sort that out for him. So hopefully he can get done in the next week or so.
I suppose your move to the Sharkies was made easier for the fact that Edric Lee and Jesse Ramian are both going to Newcastle.
Yeah, look, they've lost a number of outside backs, and whilst they have some young gun juniors coming through, I feel that I can help bring them along as well. I still feel like I've got some good football in me. I guess, I could have taken the year deal at the Bulldogs and been comfortable there, but I guess this now takes me out of my comfort zone, and at this point in my career, it's probably something that I need to get out of my comfort zone, and hopefully that'll bring the best out of me as well.
Certainly got some more good football ahead of you. How is, for the Bulldogs fans out there, you've had, as you said, 10 great years there. Give us a bit of an insight into where the club is. We know it's been so well reported, the problems they have with the salary cap moving forward, and they've obviously had to release your teammate for next season, Aaron Woods. Where is the club at? Is there light on the horizon? Is Dean Pay the right man for that club moving forward?
Yeah, I think he is. He's inherited this, I think the way that he handled the situation is a credit to himself. I've loved working with him this year, and I gave him a call last night and told him that as well. He's got the full support of the boys, and whilst it hasn't been the easiest year for him, he'll only be better for it next year. I think they are getting on top of the salary cap, and hopefully. We see them competitive next year as well, because there's nothing better than when the Bulldogs are going well, the comp's normally strong. So I wish them all the best for next year as well, but I've still got 8 or 9 games left, whatever it is, and I intend to play my hardest for the blue and white, and hopefully create some more good memories on the way out.
As we wish you all the best too, my brother. Always a pleasure to talk to you. That anytime you want to come on the Rush Hour, you're more than welcome, as is your brother. And Godspeed going to the Sharkies, but finish the year off well with the Doggies.
Thanks, MJ. Thanks, Liam, and congratulations again on 100.
Thanks, brother.
Very much, Josh. This is the Rush Hour with MG. Up next, we are going to speak to MG, your good friend, and the man who's made all of New South Wales happy, Brad Fittler.
Go the Fred stuff.
Coming up next on the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. It is our 100th show.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Oh, the natives are getting restless.
The natives are getting restless. The live studio audience we have brought in to celebrate our 100th show, MG.
Oh, how good.
They're being well looked after thanks to our mates at Tui's New and Guzmany Gomez.
A lot of wind out there.
They're enjoying themselves. Although I don't appreciate being given crap about being a Gold Coast Titans supporter. You can let that go. We can give that a rest.
You're right. Pick the Panthers or someone.
That's on me. MG.
Yes.
Our man, Brad Fittler, is set to join us shortly.
He's in a meeting.
He's just issuing last instructions to his troops ahead of tomorrow night's clean sweep imminent game. So let's do this. The World Cup, the World Game, it's at semi-final time tonight, or tomorrow morning. 4 a.m. tomorrow morning is the first semi-final. France taking on Belgium. There's a whole lot of money going to be out on that field tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's, as we keep speaking about the World Cup, it's one of them things that come along every 4 years. And even if you're not a connoisseur of soccer, you make sure you kind of put your alarm on to get up and watch these games, especially these last... two games that are going to be on. It's France and Belgium. Well, what are they, 2 and 3 in the world? So this could go either way.
Huge. And then the morning after, Thursday morning, 4 a.m.
Now, this is when it gets interesting.
Absolutely. England taking on Croatia in the second final. We're on the bandwagon.
We're more than the bandwagon. If they get to the final, I've got to paint my head like a soccer ball. And more importantly, this is where it gets fun. If they make the final, just make the final, because I've got audio of you saying this, you get a tattoo of a English flag on your bum.
We'll see, because I think think, well, look, let's not jump to conclusions. The game hasn't been played yet, MG.
Addie Kane, you've done it again.
The game hasn't been played yet, and I think Thursday morning, if they do win, and I hope they do.
We'll check
the tape first, because I don't think the tape says what you think it says.
Well, I think you better check the tape before him, because I've already got a tattoo artist lined up to come in studio to do your... It'll only take 10 minutes.
Well, speaking of tattoos, and we spoke about after England won the 6-1 game, the victory over Panama, the whole country lost their mind. It's coming home. The hysteria caught on. And we posted on our Instagram page, at Rush Hour Triple M, the tattoo that one England fan got.
Yep.
The World Cup trophy, England 2018 World Cup winners.
It's coming home.
They hadn't even got out the group yet, and he got this tattoo. The tattoo phase has gone to another level. One England supporter, Matt Benton is his name. He tweeted ahead of the Sweden game that if England defender Harry Maguire scored against Sweden, he would get the defender's face tattooed on his chest.
No.
Harry scored.
Oh.
Matt's gone through with the bet. Well, you can see it on our Instagram page, at Rush Hour Triple M. But
what about, apparently the Brazilians, when they went back to Brazil, their bus got rocked by the supporters who were so unhappy with them.
Dead set. That's got to be... unsuccessful soccer player in South America has got to be one of the riskiest jobs in the world.
Oh, oh.
It's like a king tide fisherman or whatever that deadliest catch show is.
Yeah.
So, but that's not where the tattoo phase finishes. Because 30-year-old Englishman Teddy Allen, he didn't lose a bet. He's just so confident that England's going to win. And he likes England's Harry Kane so much. He got Harry Kane's face with the words Sir Harry and World Cup winners 2018 underneath it. It covers his entire thigh.
He's an idiot.
What?
He's an idiot. What? You don't do that to your body. They won. They're different if they get there and they win it, then you do it. But come on, what if they don't win?
Correct. And do you know what the other controversy surrounding England? The other controversy surrounding England possibly making the World Cup final is Wimbledon.
Yes, they're going to clash, aren't they? Or someone at Wimbledon won't budge on something that's the final?
Since 2002, the England Tennis Federation have come out and said Wimbledon's men's final is always played on Sunday at 2:00.
Yes.
Now,
but there's a World Cup on as well.
Since 2002, the Wimbledon's men's final runs on average 2 hours 45 minutes. The World Cup final is scheduled to kick off 2 hours after the men's final starts. So if it goes to average time, you'll miss the first half.
Yeah, that's...
The BBC has already shuffled the tennis from their main channel to the secondary channel. 81% of everyone watching TV in the UK was watching England's match against Colombia.
Yep.
So, look, for everyone planning on choosing the tennis over the World Cup, it's going to be Federer v Nadal, and Federer's going to win. You'd probably save yourself the time.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Federer wins.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
And Serena Williams, by the way, wins as well.
Yeah. Tennis again. Up next, that man, the coach of New South Wales, Brad Fittler, joins us. 100 shows with Triple M's Rush Hour. Yes, MG, it is our 100th show, and it's time to bring in this man. Barefoot, blindfolds, he's been doing it all. He's been making the state of New South Wales happy. It is the coach of the New South Wales Blues, Brad Fittler. Welcome to the Rush Hour with MG.
G'day, fellas.
Hello.
Congratulations, by the way. 100 shows, Boob.
Oh, yeah, I know. You were on one of our first ones, too.
Yeah.
And they said, we'd never make it. look, right back at you, brother. You're on the cusp of something very special with... a bunch of special young kids.
Absolutely. Great fellas. The key to Origin and the key to, you know, bringing a team together so quickly is always up to them. You know, they've got to come in, they've got to give everything of themselves, not just on the footy field, but as people. And, you know, sometimes that can be a bit intimidating and nerve-wracking. So they've just, you know, you can really feel that there's a great buzz. And just talking to Brandy, actually, just saying that we just hope that buzz turned into effort, and it's very hard to tell what's going on in their mind at the moment, but I've got to say their effort and their camaraderie has been outstanding.
I take it back, and this could be wrong, but it started at the Star when you announced the team, and you basically empowered them that night. I think you might have known what you were doing, but they kind of thought, wow, when you said that these guys standing on this stage picked themselves, and that's all that I think New South Wales fans wanted to hear. Finally, we pick a team on form, and them guys who are on that stage, straight away they're empowered.
Yeah, and that was the idea from the start, was just blank canvas. And we just got together each week and spoke about what we needed and putting a team together and working on dynamics and combinations and who'd work well with who, and, you know, just watching video and the games. And it was a really enjoyable process, actually, because you sort of watch the footy and also, you know, watching it from a couple of different angles, as in with your job and then, you know, as a selector. So, you know, that time will be rememberable for us as well. But being able to pick him, you know, and actually, I suppose, you know, backing those blokes, and there was 11 young blokes to start with, but it was very enjoyable to pick him and first meet him and shake their hand and tell them that, you know, we back him. And just over time, that, you know, it's obvious that they started to believe it.
Freddie, Tommy Radonikis presented the boys with their jumpers for Game 3 last night up on the Gold Coast. You brought Brandy and Joey into your coaching staff. You've even brought Anthony Mundine back into the fold. Did you plan this idea to get all these significant New South Wales figures involved from the outset, or has this just occurred organically over the course of the series?
A bit of both. I planned to have everyone that I thought, especially with this young team, I wanted everyone that I thought could have a good influence, and Phil Gould's been involved, and, you know, we've had all different players involved in all different levels, but different speakers come in at different things, and the key's always been to open the team for everyone and have this team really feel what it's like to be Origin. When I played, I felt like every ex-Origin player, you know, was behind me, and I just wanted them to feel like that. And that's, I think, why part of the reason why they've done so well is that they felt like they belonged and they're part of the family, and they've performed accordingly.
Do you think Ciro's efforts on the music at training has been of that same high performance
song
level?
Song!
That's been the discussion today. It's been the big discussion today, actually, is Ciro's
music
playlist.
Yeah. You remember him, remember him on the Kangaroo Tour? We'd be at the back of the bus and we'd be hung over, and he'd go, oh, put this song on!
It's yeah, the back of 125 girl ages dancing in the...
But, Brad, in all seriousness, you have a Game 3 ahead of you tomorrow night. We've got a live studio audience, 50 fans and punters in here who are all getting behind you. There they are, all behind the team. We are as well, and we know you boys will bring home the clean sweep tomorrow night.
Appreciate it. Support's been fantastic, and the boys can feel it. So, love to everyone back in New South Wales.
Love you, brother. Kick ass. See you, buddy.
Brad Fittler, the coach of the New South Wales Blues, there very generously giving his time. They when he says about the idea of opening up their team,
he leads by example. I reckon he's done over 500 video interviews since the first game. And that's no exaggeration. He's given himself, and that access has been sensational, to have players, coaching staff. You know, and I think that everyone buys into this team because they're so accessible.
Significantly, you're spot on. And the Phil team, Andrew O'Keefe and Natasha Exelby, who are filling in for the Grill team, who are on a break, they spoke to Danny Widler this morning, and Danny made a really, you know, appropriate and strong point in that James Roberts, a player who, at club level, at the Broncos, is traditionally shielded from media.
Yeah.
Wayne Bennett doesn't expect it of him and keeps him out of the media limelight because he thinks he's not up to it, or because he thinks it's best for him. James Roberts has been doing interviews every training session. He's been available to media. And if you haven't already checked it out, you can see it on our Instagram at Rush Hour Triple M, or you can head to our Triple M Sydney Facebook page. The video, the interview that I did with Latrell Mitchell and James Roberts and Ryan James is one of the best bit of content we've got from all of those training sessions.
It should be a blanket mantra going forward that all these players that we watch in the NRL, that we watch from afar and we admire, we want to hear them talk. We want to hear them speak and say how much they love the game and how much they love fans watching them play, because it's we love them, they love us. But all the clubs ever do is say, oh no, he's off grounds, we can't talk to him today, he's got a game in 3 days. Stuff that. Let's start having more access to the players.
Absolutely. This is the Rush Hour with MG. We are doing it for the limited edition New South Wales Blues. Tui's new cans to support our Blues in tomorrow night's final State of Origin game. Tui's new have asked 12 legends of the game for some advice to help this young team bring home a clean sweep. You can find wise words from Freddie, Hindy, Blocker, MG, yourself. Get your limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's new can today from a bottle shop near you. They will not be around much longer. Up next, MG, you are going to hand out some awards.
I am, and this is where the live audience plays a part. I've got 4 awards that I'll name out that I'm going to ask the audience to write down their answers to it, and the closest to it gets a Stay around. All right.
T-shirt. And still to come, your chance to win tickets into the VIP section for Thursday's reception at the Star when the New South Wales Blues bring home the Shield. This is the Rush Hour with MG. It's our 100th show on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
100 shows with Triple M's Rush Hour.
And MG, we have brought a live studio audience into the studios to celebrate this. Some might say it's a little bit self-indulgent, but, you know, 100 shows, why wouldn't we?
We love our listeners.
Absolutely we do. And your chance, Blues fans, you're invited to the official New South Wales Blues team reception at the Start this Thursday. You can celebrate with the team from 1 p.m. as Freddie and the boys bring home the Shield. It's free, get along. But, MG, because we are such a generous and giving show, we've got a VIP double pass into the special section.
You get in the roped off area.
You get behind the red rope.
You get the waiter coming to you, baby. You get the waiter.
Bottle service. No, you don't. You get guest access to the VIP section, though. There's some food, some drinks. You get a New South Wales blue scarf, and you do get a meet and greet with the great man we just spoke to, Brad Fittler.
Oh, that's a fantastic prize.
All you have to do is tell us which New South Wales player this is.
Hi, it's from the New South Wales Blues. Triple M rocks Origin.
Ooh,
one more time,
one
please.
One more time.
Yeah. Hi, it's from the New South Wales Blues. Triple M rocks Origin.
That's a tough one. 133353. If you know who that New South Wales Blues player is.
Hi, it's from the New South Wales Blues. Triple M rocks Origin.
Wow. You've got no idea, do you?
No, I don't. I'm not looking at the boys outside. Look at the phones are going off, bud.
Lots of calls coming through. It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Give us a call if you know who that is. And up next, MG, you're handing out some awards.
I am.
It's the 100th show.
The Dally MGs.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M. Or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
I'd like to thank Jackie Kosocki tonight, who is our music director.
Triple M's head of rock. This is the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, our 100th show.
For our 100th show, she is bringing out the rock tonight.
Absolutely. We've got our live studio audience in. A brilliant bunch of people that have come in to enjoy the show. Thanks to our mates at Tui's New, Guzman y Gomez. Got a bit of food and drinks out there for them. MG, we're giving away a VIP double pass to the State of Origin Shield reception this Thursday at the Star. It's a free event.
Yep.
But we've got a special little roped off section where you get some goodies as well.
It's called the cordoned off area, brother.
The boy cordoned off area. That's what we're calling it. All you need to do is tell us which New South Wales player this is.
Hi, from the New South Wales Blues, Triple M rocks Origin.
Luke in Casula, who is that?
It might be the Fox, Josh Adokar.
Sorry, Luke. Oh, actually, MG, you wanted me to give out something else, didn't you?
Yes. Oh, sorry,
that's
Luke.
That's from MG, not me, mate. Sorry, I would never do
mate, if they get it wrong, I think they're expected to get a little bit of an uppercut. What about Coop in Mittagong? G'day, Coop.
G'day, MG. How you going, mate? I reckon it's Teddy.
Oh, Teddy. Oh, Liam, that was a bit quick, mate.
Well, you told me.
Wow. Okay, let's go to Phil in beautiful Terrigal, the star of the Sea Territory. G'day, Phil.
G'day, mate. How are you?
How's Terrigal tonight?
Mate, I'm actually on my way home. I moved up 2 years ago from Sydney and I'm loving it.
Ah, what a place.
Amazing.
I hope you can tell us who that New South Wales Blues player was, because I want you to go to the Star, mate. Who was it?
Mate, St. Jake Trbojevic.
Oh, yeah! Congratulations, Phil. You are heading along with a mate into the VIP section at Thursday's reception, the official New South Wales Blues team reception at the Star. Get along, even if you didn't win tickets. It's going to be fantastic to see them bring the Shield back to New South Wales. MG.
Yes, Liam.
Let's do this. Now, you've got some awards you want to give out.
For our 100th show, and it's kind of like a mid-year report, every Monday I'll give out my MEG for the performance of the weekend, but I thought it appropriate to give out my Dally MEGs.
Because it's our 100th show, so you've chosen some NRL-based awards you want to give out. What's first off the rank?
Rookie of the years thus far.
Okay, and all of our live studio audience have had a guess at these.
Yep.
The closest two will get a Stay Random Sydney T-shirt. So, fire away. Who are the contenders? Who are the nominees?
Reece Martin, AJ Brimson, Jermaine Asako.
Ooh, and the winner is...
I'm in love with Asako.
Oh.
Jermaine Asako, he's been on fire for the Broncos and other clubs are chasing. So had a fantastic first year. Well
Jermaine
done.
Jermaine Asako, Rookie of the Year.
That's
interesting.
Far. Long way to go yet. Still 10 rounds to go.
All right, what's up next?
Buy of the Year, the best buy of the year. The nominees are Graham, Maloney, Ponga and Hunt.
Ooh.
Really? Who do you think?
Ponga.
Kalen Ponga. Correct, Amundo.
I was nervous. Interesting.
He's just set the light.
Though he's injured.
Yeah, so I think it's only going to be a 2 to 3 week injury, so we'll still see him. Hopefully Mitchell Pearce being back might propel the Knights towards the top eight, but maybe it's a little bit too late. But he's had a fantastic year at the Knights, and I just can't wait to watch him play.
He's putting bums on seats, isn't he?
He is, and ask any kid who's under 10 or 12 who they want to be. It's Kalen Ponga.
You're going to see a lot more kids playing in helmets. All right, next award. So far we've had Rookie of the Year, Jermaine Asako. Best buy has been Kalen Ponga. What's next?
The Coach of the Year.
Coach of the Year.
Nominees are Mary McGregor, Hook Griffin, Wayne Bennett, Craig Bellamy, and the winner, Anthony Seibold.
Oh, before the drum roll, I didn't even get to it. Anthony Seibold.
My bad.
No, that's okay.
I thought we're running out of time for the last segment, that's all.
Anthony Seibold.
Yes, he's been fantastic. He's an academic, but he doesn't coach like an academic. He coaches like a bloke who loves to see players expressing themselves on a rugby league field. And I love watching South Sydney play under his tutelage.
All right, last award, MG.
Most improved in the competition. Players, that is. Tarek Sims, nominee.
Ooh, been good.
Jai Arrow, nominee.
Yeah, been really good.
Isaiah Yeo, nominee.
Been good.
But the winner... And the hookup for New South Wales is Damien Cook.
Yeah, and set to sign a new contract worth reported up to $800,000 a year.
And worth every cent.
Tripling his value. This is the Rush Hour with MG. It's our 100th show on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. And up next, MG is going to name his five favourite moments of the show thus far.
Oh, so many in 100 shows.
100 shows with Triple M's Rush Hour.
It is our 100th show, MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Shout out to our live studio audience that have come in. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, a couple of nice cold cans of Tui's and some nice Guzman and Gomez. So we've come to the part of the show where we're going to talk about my favourite moments.
I've prepared something for you, mate.
Oh, you got an opener?
This is brought to our mates at Tyre Power. Oh.
Celebrating the Triple M Rush Hour's 100th show.
Happy birthday to you.
With MG's top five Rush Hour moments.
There you go.
Well, how nice is that?
Your top five moments from the show in 100 shows, MG.
Look, coming in number five, they come in as a bromance. It was Curtly Beale and Drew Mitchell.
Oh, I love these two.
But it was the story that Curtly Beale told us about meeting someone very, very famous that gets him number five on the list. One of the most famous photos of the last couple of years is Curtly Beale with Prince William. You standing there in your budgie smugglers with a beer in your hand.
I literally just got out of the ice bath, so downstairs wasn't looking too...
You say, can you give me 5 seconds?
The boys were egging me on a bit, so it took me a while, but then...
But you had a beer in your hand. You had a beer in your hand, too.
Had a beer, yeah. Man.
It takes a certain level of bravery to go and stand next to Prince William while you're in your budgie smugglers and a beer and go and have a photo.
Ah, that's what a true Aussie does.
Yeah.
They let down their guard and they go, hey, this is what I am. Take me for what I am or don't take me at all.
He's a champion. What's at number four on your favourite moment list?
The first guest in studio is always going to be one of the most memorable, and she is a sensational sportswoman. Could be a Bronco soon. Her name is Charlotte Kaslick, and she starred at the recent Olympics.
Charlotte Kaslick from the Australian Women's Sevens team, who actually just hit us up on Instagram at Rush Hour Triple M just to say that sorry she couldn't make it in. She was honoured to be our first ever in-studio guest. She's a perennial friend of the show, and you're right, we could see Charlotte in the Women's NRL League when the Broncos get a team. Apparently they're going heavy for her.
I was writing a list just down today of the in-studio guests we've had, and I tell you, it's... over 40 guests in studio, and all of them, we thank them for their time and effort because it's made the show. And number three, it's not very often you have a world champion amongst us. This guy came in with no fanfare, on his own, just with his UFC belt. I speak of the one, the only, Robert Whittaker.
My dad is a huge fan of the show, a huge fan of the show. Like, he always used to go to me and goes, you know, that's how you know you made it, mate. You're on Triple M.
What an endorsement that was from Roddy Quinn. As we said to him, though, mate, you've made it before you've set foot in our studio, but it's very nice of you to say
He's such a humble bloke, and everything comes his way. So
now, these are the Triple M, your favourite moments from the show, your power rankings. They're brought to us by Tyre Power. At Tyre Power, buy four selected Pirelli tyres and receive $100 Westfield FPOS gift card. MG, I'm taking over for number two.
Why?
Because I want to give a moment. Okay. I've had a favourite moment.
Okay.
Now, as you said,
we didn't discuss it for the show.
We've had a lot of great guests in studio, and the bloke involved with my moment actually was on the phone just before. Josh Morris.
J Moz.
We had J Moz and B Moz, the Morris brothers, in studio.
Yeah.
And they're identical twins.
Yes.
And you were fascinated by this, but you also had trouble wrapping your head around how it worked. So this is a little bit from that chat we had with the Morris brothers.
So you got intuition. Like, if you get injured in a game, say Josh gets injured, do you feel a little bit of not the actual injury he gets, but for instance, if I'm thinking of a fruit right now, can you tell me what I'm thinking of?
What? No, it doesn't work with you.
Oh, doesn't it?
No, between them.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
No, if Brett was thinking of a fruit, Josh might be able to guess it. It does. They can't read your mind.
I want to be a twin.
Do you still want to be a twin, mate?
I'd love to be one. Yeah.
Do you understand how it works?
Yeah,
now?
I do. I just got confused. That's all. I packed into too many scrums.
Thank you for allowing me to throw my favourite moment in there. Well, but we're up to number one, MG.
What else could it be?
This is the Rush Hour with MG. We are live at the Mark Geyer compound in Penrith, the MGC. Oh, what a night that was.
What a bloody night that was. Origin 1, we had all our listeners there. We had all my mates. We had the team there from Triple M. We did the show from there. And then we watched the triumphant Blues win the first game, which was a fantastic night. We had a little fire going. We just couldn't have been a better night.
It was an outstanding night, and it's been an outstanding 100 shows, and obviously want to say a big thank you to our live studio audience who've come in. We're about to knock off and come and have some a couple of Tui's New with you as well, and some Guzmany Gomez and MG. Actually, I've got to give a shout-out. My Uber driver, Herbert, who dropped me into work today, massive fan of yours. Huge fan. Never didn't know who I was, but huge fan of yours. Shut up.
Herbert.
Still made me pay for the Uber. I gave him 3 stars.
Go on, you Herbert.
Yeah, anyway, but, mate, here's to the next 100.
Yes, well done, brother. Love you. He's Liam. I'm MG. Stay random, Sydney.
That's been the Rush Hour Catch-Up Podcast with the legendary MG. If you want more words of wisdom from Origin greats like Blocker, Freddie, Hindy, Mortimer and Menzies, pick yourself up the limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's New today.